A big anniversary is putting Egypt back in the headlines today. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a moment, we'll take a closer look at what's being remembered and how things have changed since then. Plus, we'll learn how phones are going where radio can't reach to people who don't know Christ. Let's get started. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egypt's January 25th Arab uprising. But you'll be forgiven for not noticing. Why? There are huge security concerns given recent attacks by Islamic extremists, and the government is cracking down on everybody. International Needs' Rody Rodehaver says it's a tense time with painful memories.
Often the Christians in these countries are singled out or targeted. And so it is a time when believers around the world really need to be praying for Egypt.
On the other hand, good things were born out of the birthing pains, too.
The persecution has galvanized the Christian church and brought it closer together. But because of that, they also remain a target.
International Needs partners will stay put because
there seems to be a movement among the young people in Egypt in terms of Christianity, in terms of sharing their faith, in terms of working for the cause of Christ.
Turning now to Central Asia, change is in the air, and it really all comes down to money.
Putin and Russia and their economy and their influence over Central Asia is beginning to wane a little bit, which leads those countries to have an eye towards China.
Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the people of Central Asia need economic help, but they don't necessarily want to go back to Mother Russia.
There's a growing sense of independence. In each of these countries, they are moving more and more towards their mother tongues, and they're trying to develop their own ethnic identities.
It's all impacting gospel growth, because being a Christian is hard enough in Muslim-majority Central Asia.
It's quite a profound decision. It is not selecting which church they will attend. It is making a statement that I'm no longer this person, but I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I know this puts my life at risk.
Would you add the people of Central Asia and this situation to your prayer list? You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, needless to say, life as a refugee is quite a challenge. Sabir is a refugee thousands of miles from home. He couldn't find work or even a place to live. He was starving most of the time, and eventually the grief was so bad he wanted to drown himself in the sea. But by God's grace, Baptist Global Response gave him food vouchers and hope for a future. Think of how many Sabirs there are in the Middle East and Europe right now. Your help through BGR can save lives. On a different note, it's a good time to own a phone. Transworld Radio is partnering with Audio Now to expand the reach with a gospel call to listen service. They're excited to touch new crowds in their heart language with two devotional programs in Spanish. TWR's Jim Munger is the director of the U.S. Hispanic Ministry.
The telephone gives us an opportunity to reach people that might not be able to hear us on a radio transmitter. We can make Christian programming available to them wherever they are in the United States without having to have many radio stations broadcasting to try to cover all of them.
TWR is starting the service up in the U.S. and wants to hear your reactions about it in the first few months. Afterwards, they hope to see the project travel even further.
We hope to increase the number of languages that we're offering, as well as the variety of programming.
And our last story is about another way to share the gospel, through audio Bibles. It's how Faith Comes by Hearing has made an impact in 2015. And for one woman named Gloria, the audio Bible saved her marriage. Gloria and her husband used to fight all the time. But after hearing the gospel in her own language, she accepted Christ as Savior. And later, so did her husband. Yet Gloria's story is just one example of many. Learn more about FCBH, its 2016 goals, and today's stories by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories that you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.